We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today there, sir?
All right, Joe, I want to start it with college football here, the NCAA, to be more
good
specific
way to start.
Here, because you guys are, yeah, you're
college
up at the
football.
ACC.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you see this story here? The NCAA's revenue dropped more than 50% last year, which is to be expected, right, during the whole COVID thing. They brought in $521 million between September 1st of 2019 and August 31st of 2020. That's down from the $1 billion in revenue they had the previous year. You know who didn't take a hit, though, was the president of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, who made $2.9 million during the 2019-2020 fiscal year.
So wait a second. So that, I didn't understand it. So you're telling me Mark Emmert, who's the NCAA president, made the same amount of money even during these hard times. He didn't take less money.
I was actually a slight increase in pay, Joe. And there were other top
increase
officials at the NCAA that also reported a slight increase in pay during the year. We have Donald Remy, who made $1.7 million as the NCAA's chief operating officer during 2019 and 2020. Executive Vice President Stan Wilcox made $1.3 million. But, Joe, you know who came out on top of all of this? As they usually do, the lawyers. The NCAA paid more than $68 million for legal counsel. And, of course, they got destroyed, by the way. They got, like, laughed out of every courtroom they went into. And, by the way, one other thing, Joe, just to rub it in.
I just thought the divorce attorneys were the only ones that won. I didn't realize they all made out.
But 10 NCAA employees made more than $500,000 in 2019 and 2020 when everyone else was taking pay cuts.
Yeah. Well, they've all been called out. Guys like you aren't going to let that slide, man.
Yeah, just in case you didn't like the NCAA before.
Taking it. No, no. You've got – it's called dogpiling on Mark Emmert because he might be the least popular guy that we have in college sports, right? He's kind of by himself. He's not a very likable guy the way he's handled everything. I would agree.
All right, talking about likable here, Joe, I got to find out where you come out on this Deion Sanders stuff yesterday. So Deion Sanders is speaking to the media. He's at his media day for the SWAC in Birmingham, Alabama. And he gets called by his first name. He gets called Deion by a reporter.
Right.
And he goes on a rant. You don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Deion. Sanders told Nick Suss from the Clarion Ledger, if you call Nick Nick, you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick. Now, just one little wrinkle here, by the way, Joe, before you get on Deion. They played multiple press conference clips from Nick Saban that have people calling him Nick, and he doesn't react. He just answers the question.
Right.
So people do call him Nick.
Yeah. There was a couple things with Deion. First of all, he was a great player. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, cover corner of all time. And return guy. Nobody did the combination better than he did. So we'll start with that before we get into the other part. I don't know how long he's going to be able to coach this thing. I know it sounds cool. I want to see how a great player, as good as he is, when kids start to turn him down and don't play for him and go to different schools. I want to see how long he lasts doing that job. And by the way, the way he treated that guy was just ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. that you've got to be called. It's crazy. Call Manny Manny. Call him Coach. We mix it up.
I call him Coach. Like when everybody. I talk to Manny, though, I call him Coach.
The only guy, listen, I.
It's just like a term of respect, but like still, I get it.
Don Shula I called Coach, but listen, Don Shula and Dion have nothing in common for coaching.
No.
So just do it a little bit longer. I know about your Hall of Fame career, but you weren't a coach to become a Hall of Famer. So calm down a little bit, to put it nicely today.
All right, Joe, I believe we were, one day into some of the rookies reporting to camps around the NFL yesterday, and we got our first major injury. L.A. Rams running back Cam Akers suffered a season-ending torn Achilles. 22-year-old here, Joe, had a really nice season last year, came on strong. I think he was a big, for fantasy football people out there, he was a keeper. For everyone, but our first season-ending injury early on here.
Yeah, that's a punch in the gut. He was one of those great young rookie running backs last year in the NFL, and he looked, especially when the Rams started playing well there, he was a big part of it. That's a huge loss, huge loss. I mean, to blow out an Achilles before or hurt a knee before the season starts is just awful. Awful stuff, but I can't wait. Woody, I know you feel the same way, man. I can't wait for this thing to get started. I listened to Coach Flores yesterday as had a, opening ceremony for the new facility. It was fantastic, and can't wait to get you out there, bud, and show it to you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I saw some pictures of you out there speaking, Joe, and those are on our Twitter page, at Joe Rose Show. You could check those out. You and I believe Coach Flo was up at the podium there talking. Final story here for you today. Conor McGregor has cashed in on his newest purchase here, Joe. It is a $3.6 million Lamborghini, but it's not a car. It's a yacht. Lamborghini apparently makes yachts now. It's called the Lamborghini Technomar 63. It's referred to as the supercar of the sea.
Supercar of the sea, 3.6 mil, huh?
Wow, you saw the story. Joe, nothing gets past you. Even though you couldn't get on the Wi-Fi at the hotel, nothing gets past you, man. That's impressive.
It is so frustrating being an old guy.
Didn't they give you, like, when you checked in, though, didn't they give you a little card that says, like, here's exactly how to do it? And you called and still couldn't do it. You said you were too embarrassed to call back, right?
I called the guy. He walked me through it. I tried, and I was too embarrassed to call him back again. So my laptop's sitting up there, and I couldn't figure out how to get connected.
Okay.
Sucks being old, and just everything's flying past you, man. It's just terrible.
Yeah, that does suck. By the way, the Lamborghini boat will cost you just under $4 million, as you mentioned there, Joe, at 3.6. It can reach up to 60 knots. I don't know. Maybe our boat people know how fast that is, but it also has a 4,000-horsepower engine.
Good.
You imagine being behind the wheel of that thing?
After getting his ass kicked and his leg broken to go out on that thing now.
Things are okay, Joe. He made 180 mil in 2020.
Yeah. A little down on that guy. Go away. UFC said thank you very much. Go out and find another alcohol. God, did he make a ton of money. You're right. Jeez.
Yeah, 180 is not bad.
He just killed it, Woody. He did really well there, Woody. You're not kidding, man. Great stuff. Hey,
well, Joe, can we let people know the Capital One Orange Bowl Radio Tour is presented by Duffy's Sports Grill, proud sponsor of local youth sports and partner of the Orange Bowl Youth Football Alliance and the Orange Bowl Festival. For more information and to find your favorite Duffy's Sports Grill, visit them at duffysmvp.com.
All right, Woody, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw it right back at you here and tell you all about my friends at Air Around the Clock. Air Conditioning Company. Oh, I just talked to Eric for a while the other day. Called me, said, hey, man, want to let you know things are still rolling, man, and rolling fast. We're still been around, family-owned, covering all of Broward, covering all of Palm Beach. Great financing available, 90% approval rate. And again, it's still, like I said, it's family-owned. But I like to tell everybody, trained and certified technicians on the road 7 days a week. The air conditioning unit breaks down on a Saturday or Sunday. You're going, I got to wait till Monday. No, you don't. Not when you got air around the clock. You are ready to go to stay cool all the time. Holy smokes. So I'm just telling you right now, when it comes to air around the clocks, you just can't go wrong. And I got more good news besides the great work you're going to get, even if you need a new air conditioning unit. They've got them ready to go. I want to tell you that it's now part of Air Around the Clock is Around the Clock Plumbing. That's right. Any kind of problems you have, anything, clogged up sink or anything else that needs to be fixed, a toilet, water heater, whatever it is, it's nice to have. And you can call 855-PLUMBER. That's 855-PLUMBER, and they'll take care of it. It's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. So don't sweat it. And remember the name, Air Around the Clock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.